Bingo Flyers, this is Shaw.
Hi, this is Ronald Brinson. You want my, what is it, reservation code number?
Sure, yes. The 2311
okay.
number?
Yeah, 2311-3901-0058-8254. May I get your name again, please?
Sure, it's Jia, J-I-A.
J-I-A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Jia. Okay, I have Ron Brinson.
Ronald Brinson, yes, ma'am.
Perfect. All right. And it's for Brinson 321 Auto?
Yes, ma'am. 321
awesome.
Auto Truck Sales.
Nice.
Please make a note it's Auto Truck.
Auto Truck.
Yeah, there is a 321 Auto Sales in Gaston, South Carolina. We are in Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, I see. Okay, okay. People always get you guys mixed up?
Yes, they do. Hold on just a second.
Sure. So this is your A number.
I don't know which one you're talking about, but why don't you go look and let me talk to this lady, and then I'll come out.
Okay.
Byron, Clyde, their son, go with her if she wants to key carry it out to her. Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am.
That's okay, no worries. So you said it's Brinson 321 Auto Truck, right?
Auto Truck Sales, yes, ma'am.
Sales, okay. Forgot that sales part. Perfect.
And we just filed it as an LLC.
As an LLC?
My name, yeah. For 46 years, it's been operated strictly doing business as 321 Auto Truck Sales.
Oh, okay, nice. So when did so you've been in business for 46 years. Last year, you changed to LLC.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. So I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you might have.
That'd be fine.
Okay. I have your building address here at 5310 Fairfield Road, Columbia.
Yes.
Okay. And let's see here. Yep, 29203. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And then I have, and just in case we get disconnected, this number ending in 1125, is that your cell phone number or is that the business number?
This is the business number. It's 803-714-1125. That's the
Perfect.
Business number. And
mm-hmm.
my cell number is 803-463-2971. Would you
okay.
like my son's cell number too?
Is he part owner of the business?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great.
His name is Brian, and his middle initials K, and is Brinson, and he has a son named Junior, so you might want to put him Brian K. Brinson Senior.
See?
My grandson's on his porch.
Okay, so he's a senior, okay.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And what's his number?
His number is
803-513-4980.
That's
4980.
4980.
Okay. Perfect. Alrighty. Perfect. And then what's the ownership breakdown between you and Brian?
I own 80% and
okay.
he owns 20%.
Okay, nice. Alright. Perfect. Okay, so we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Okay. I would probably want to, I don't need it all at one
mm-hmm.
time, but $50,000.
Okay.
I can give you, I just bought a new house in Blackwood. That's
oh, nice.
I could put it up as collateral if you needed it.
Okay.
But I would like... 5-year term, but if I don't have to take all the money at one time, I'd rather,
mm-hmm.
you know, just be approved, get the money later.
Mm-hmm. Sure, we can do that. And you don't have to put your house up for collateral or anything like that. We don't do that here.
Oh, okay. I thought it
was
secured or unsecured.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I could do it for 3 years, but I prefer to Mm-hmm. When I buy a house, I always pay for it in 10 years, but I just paid cash for this one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Had a lot in the bank then.
Yeah, I did.
That's good. Okay. Well, I mean, after spending $100K with your house, you know, that deducted a lot, right? Or a good amount of it. Okay. And this $50K, what are you looking to do?
Well, our tax season, we try to gear up and have 100 cars to 150 cars for tax season.
Mm-hmm.
And to buy them, we start buying them in July, August, and September. So.
Oh, okay, August.
I do have money in the bank, but, mm-hmm. you know, with me buying my house, it took some of my money I was going to use to buy cars.
Right, yeah.
And I do have a program called Carbucks they approve me for $100,000, but I pay them I have to pay them off in 45 days. So.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
Yes, ma'am. But if you call them, they'll tell you I'm a good paying customer.
Yeah, right. That's crazy. $100K and they're trying to get you to pay or approved you for paying it back in 45 days. That's a lot.
Oh, no, that's what I've been approved for. And mm-hmm. if you would like their number, I can give you their number so you can call and talk to them.
Oh, that's okay. Do you know how, so they approved you for $100K. How much were they looking to charge you in interest?
They charge per car per month. I don't know what the interest is. It's $110 a car every
four. Oh, I see. Okay, so I see. Okay, so it's kind of like a floor plan in a way.
It is a floor plan.
Oh, it is a floor plan.
It's
okay.
Carbucks, Carbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And their phone number.
Okay.
In case you want to write it down, is
sure.
Eric Odato. Oh, excuse me.
Was that 803?
No, it's 864.
Oh, 864.
234.
Mm-hmm.
9696.
Okay. And, so 864-234-9696.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
The girl that handles my account is Gloria, but the ones in the office there is the ones that I pay every 45 days. We don't owe them anything right now, and we probably won't use them until January. We use them when we bought everything else we can buy, and then for tax season is our real good, you know, January, February, March. I'll sell 500 cars. So.
Okay. And do you normally use Carbucks like during the big busier season, like January, when you stock up? Okay. Cool. And then when you stock up with them, like for the $100K, how many car, you know, would you normally be able to purchase with that?
It depends on the price of the cars, but usually 35 to 50. We buy from $1,500 to $3,000.
Oh, okay. And how long does it normally take you to sell everything off? You know, with a round of inventory of 35 to 50 cars.
Oh no, we have 100 and some. I've got 88 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Generally sell average 40 a month, but during tax season, we'll sell, you know, 100 a week.
Oh wow! During the tax season? That's crazy. Wow. Okay. So you sell. A good week would be 100 trucks a week.
Car trucks, yeah.
Oh wow. Okay.
That's only in tax.
Only in tax season.
Yes.
Okay.
Normally it's about 35 and 40 every month.
Okay.
It depends when the tax money starts.
Yeah.
Sell 15, 20 cars a day.
Yeah. Okay, and so with the $50K, you probably only be able to buy like 25 cars or something like that then, right?
Yes, ma'am, but we can buy them cheaper now. We're probably with the $50K. No, you'd probably get 40, you might even get 50 cars a day.
Really?
January, the price of the cars doubled.
Oh, wow.
Because, see, for us to sell them so fast, they can sell them, the prices at the auctions go up, prices at the dealers we buy from the new car.
Mm-hmm.
They charge more, too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Buy in August, you buy them for half price.
Okay. That's a good deal.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you only, so you sell, like, used, new, regular, like, sedans, and also trucks, right? Not just trucks?
Yeah, we sell cars, SUVs, pickups.
Okay. Everything, basically.
I sold new ones. I used to be a banker for 11 uh-huh. years. I was a banker, which is now Bank of America, but I helped Big Tire Toyota, which is a dealership here in town, and AA and them. I used to be the banker in charge of loaning them money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can sell their new cars. They gladly let me sell one.
Nice. Okay.
All I got to do is carry the customer there, and they'll sell it to me, and I sell it to him.
Right. So they're like your financial arm, basically. For, like, if your customer wants to do financing.
They really just give me a commission. It's what they do. On you.
Right. Okay. That's a good deal you got going there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But I, like I say, you know, I helped them start their business, so they,
Yeah, you help me, I help you, basically.
I'm 68 young, by the way.
Okay.
I'm old if you count it that way.
Well, you should probably, you know, start letting your son take over a little bit more then. You can go enjoy retirement or something.
Well, we could.
Yeah.
What else do you need? Do you need to go to bank with?
Yeah, so a couple more questions here. What was your gross annual sales like last year?
600,
okay. And how's this year looking for you? Are you tracking to do about the same, or are you a little bit higher, a little lower?
My son is doing more of it, and it's gone up at least 30%.
Oh, wow, nice. So you about 800, maybe, around that?
Around that.
Okay, nice. That's good. And then do you currently have any other, capital loans out right now? I know you say you don't use the car. You don't owe car bucks anything right now. Do you owe anyone else money?
I owe on my credit card in the business name.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fine. Credit card debt is okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got one credit card for me and one for my son.
What about working capital? Do you have any working capital loans out or lines of credit?
Oh, no. None?
Okay. Okay. And have you, used one before or kind of familiar? No? Okay.
I used to own 10 dry cleaners, and I sold them, and I bought houses, and so I had money to my own working capital.
Nice. That's good. Okay, and then earlier you said the $50K, you don't have to take it all at once. How much, you know, do you need immediately? And if you were to space it out, like, what would be like the intervals for you, ideally?
I don't need any right now, but probably, two advances, 25 and 25 or something like that.
Okay.
It all depends on how many, you know, deals I can find. I have.
Right.
I have approximately 40 in the bank right now, so I might would need some in July or even August.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, it's a good thing to try to plan ahead.
Yeah. Well, you see, your thing said call within 72 hours, so that's what I was doing.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, and then so you said the 25, if you wanted to, you can split it 25, 25, and what would be, like, the ideal, like, interval between the two deposits?
Probably 30 days.
30 days. Okay. In between.
He's on the auction. Okay.
Okay.
Your grandmama, too.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No worries.
He went to care of a lady home. Let me get over here and use this computer. Mm-hmm. You know how to take the payments in?
Yeah.
No, you do it. Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am.
That's okay. No worries. Okay, perfect. So I got all the information I basically need. So what I can do right now, I can send over some info along with a short list of things I need for your application.
Do you want my email address?
Yes.
Okay, and I can give you the fax number. You can do it either way.
I'll email it.
Okay, the email address is to number 3 to number 2 to number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Auto, A-U-T-O, A-N-D, truck, T-R-U-C-K, at gmail.com.
Okay, so 321 auto and truck at gmail.com.
I spelled a word out now. 321 is numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Auto and A-N-D, truck at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Got it. So I'll go ahead and send this over to you. Our application is really easy. It's just a one-page app application with, you know, basic business info, 6 months of most recent bank statement, and for your business, and then just the most recent tax return. And then do you only have one location, or you have a more than one?
Just one location.
Just one. Okay. Cool. And then also, did you already do your 2015 taxes, or do you only have 2014s right now?
I believe I got the 2015.
Okay, cool. You'd be surprised how many people don't have it yet. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've got it. If I don't, I'll go by to, I use the same tax service every year, so.
Mm-hmm. Sure. If you don't have it yet, that's fine. We can I can take a peek at the 2014s.
All
whichever
right,
one
I'll
of the two you have. Okay. And then once I'll send this over to you, and then do you know when you might be able to get some of these things into me?
Yes, ma'am. When my son gets back, I'll get it ready for you.
Okay.
And send it to you.
Okay, sounds good.
I do two different things one time.
No problem. That's the good thing, you have someone to help you with everything.
Just to help wash cars, and he doesn't like to do this other stuff.
Right, yeah. I forgot to ask you, when your customers pay you, do they use credit cards, or do they pay cash or check usually?
They pay cash or checks. We used to take credit cards, and we had a problem with a couple of customers, so we quit taking them.
I see.
Check, money orders.
Okay. That makes it easy for you. Okay. I was going to ask for merchant statements if you take a lot of credit cards, but since you don't, that's, you know, one less thing for you to worry about.
Let's see. I think my son used Square.
Square? Okay.
Thank you. I apologize. I'm sorry. I was on the phone.
You busy right now?
No, ma'am. She was waiting to pay me, so I thought I'd take the money.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, Jimmy came in. I thought he would take it, but he said that my other son was on the other computer, and this son didn't want to take it. So.
Oh, I see. Okay. Alrighty. Well, any other questions for me while I'm still on the line with you?
Ma'am?
I said, do you have any other questions I can answer for you?
No. And like I say, you know, I don't need anything today. I don't think I need anything before July. Mm-hmm. I really don't have to have it then because I could use the other one. But since you'd asked me, y'all don't require it back in 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just thought, I said, well, maybe I should use it. He did collateral, and I said, well, I got 19 houses, so I'm sure.
Nice. Yeah, ours is actually really easy, and what I can do is I can work on your file first, qualify you for the largest amount, and then once you need the money, you know, we already have all the paperwork in, we have all the processing and, you know, in the works, and then once you need the money, I can deposit into your account in, you know, 24 hours, so we can just basically work ahead of time.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Now, On my dry cleaners I had, they were listed under Brunson Corporation, but I sold them years ago.
Okay. Yeah, no worries about that. I'm just going to put it on the business.
Street had me listed as Brunson Corporation, not Brunson's 321 Auto.
Oh, so it has. So on your Secretary of State, is it Brunson's 321 or is it Brunson Incorporated?
Brunson's 321.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good.
It's Brunson's 321 LLC.
321 LLC. Okay, sounds good. And then if I have any issues, I'll give you a call. And then I'll send this over to you right now. And then once I get everything, I'll just give you a call just to touch base on everything.
All right, but okay. Like I say, there's no real hurry.
Yeah, no problem.
72 hours, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand there's no hurry, and you know, we'll work on it now, and then when you need the money in 30 days or something like that, then I'll deposit the money then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that way you have no wait time, you know, in between finding a deal for your cars and getting the money to pay for it.
There's not one on my car, but you need to tag off the Tahoe. Or I may have the Tahoe. There's one down at the bottom drawer of my desk, Jimmy. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, ma'am. I'm sorry. We just got a little busy.
No problem. Good talking to you. Cool. And then, do you have like a pen and paper on you? I'll give you my direct line, so you can give me a call back anytime.
My son lets me work part time.
Oh.
I work instead of 6 days. I get one day off. What's your number?
Sure. It's 858.
858.
779.
779.
04.
04.
23.
23.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I do appreciate it. Call me back. And,
sure, will do.
I look forward to. I hope we can do some business.
Yeah, I think we can. Sounds like it.
Well. Tell your boss I'm a fly-by-night outfit. Miss Lily's been my customer for 20 years here.
Nice. That's good.
And I've only been in business 46, so.
Oh, that's not only. That's a long time.
I know it.
Yeah.
I don't like the old money, so that way if I borrow money as soon as I can, I'll pay you off.
Right, yeah.
I would like to open it. I'd like to open it so we could, you know,
continue
to
do business.
If we can do it again, if I pay you off, then you'll know that I'm good and we can deal in the future.
Yeah, exactly. We're a relationship-based bank too, so you know, after you show us that you have good payback history with us, the next time you borrow money, it's going to be cheaper, better rates, better terms, you know, and then just keep going like that. Well, it all depends on how you look like on paper and, you know, all other details. But I can tell you all that once I get the business details from you. Mm-hmm.
Well, Let me know.
Okay.
No.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.